Donald Margulies' Collected Stories is a play with wonderfully complex roles for an older and a younger actor. Uta Hagen, Linda Lavin, and Helen Mirren are just three of the distinguished actors who've played the part of Ruth, the established older writer mentor. They've had some very fine partners in the role of Lisa, the aspiring grad student. The Jewish Theater of Bloomington has a fine, outstanding cast for the show, with a nuanced performance by Paula Gordon as Ruth and a very good partner in Andy Schrey as Lisa. As the play begins, Ruth has invited grad student Lisa over for a tutorial. Ruth's an animated and thoughtful teacher of a rather dignified sort. At first, Lisa's very much in awe of the older woman. As she relaxes a bit, Lisa even puts her feet up on the couch. It's a surprise to the audience, and it may be director Daryl Ann Stone's tip-off about what's to come. Ruth offers help and counsel to the young writer as they work closely together, but Lisa pushes a bit ahead. She makes successful submissions, first of a story and then of a collection. Ruth is congratulatory, but actually a bit miffed by her tutee's independence. Lisa's collection is a great success, and she's dubbed the voice of a generation. Lisa complains to Ruth that being the voice of a generation is hell, and confesses that with the collection, she's exhausted her own background and simply is at a dead end. The energy that fueled her collection is gone, and she just isn't angry anymore. Feeling the pressure to follow the stories with a novel, Lisa writes a thinly disguised account of the stories that Ruth has shared with her. Ruth is furious. She feels betrayed and violated. And in a powerful scene, Lisa claims that she's done what Ruth counseled, that the story grabbed her. Ruth angrily replies, "It didn't grab you. You seized it." The encounter opens up both Ruth and Lisa for a heated argument and some wounding and wounded language. It's to author Margulies and the actor's credit that who's right and who's wrong is far from clear, and that what's important is how much more deeply we see and understand the characters. I'm betting that different audience members will come away with different takes on Ruth and Lisa's deeply felt positions. Director Daryl Ann Stone has skillfully blocked the overall flow of collected stories, with plenty of movement in the small space and great attention to the little touches of the many moments of the drama. Jeff Stone designed Ruth's comfortable apartment set. It's nicely furnished by Ann Steigerwald. Appropriate, varied, and occasionally striking costumes are by Judy Downey. Everything is in place and on time for the production, courtesy of stage manager Lori Garrity. There are just two more performances of the Jewish Theater of Bloomington's production of Donald Margulies' Collected Stories, Thursday the 29th and Saturday the 31st at 7:30 in the intimate Rose Fire Bay of the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.